from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Legislators and mayors who attended briefings Wednesday with the state's Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness and state police about New Jersey's ongoing drone sightings came away disappointed. Assemblyman Brian Bergen says the meeting was a, quote, waste of time and disappointing in terms of the presentation and the lack of information, making him more concerned about the intent of the drones. There's new research highlighting an effective way to quit vaping. Data in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine shows about half of 18 to 24-year-olds were able to quit vaping 3 months after going through a quit program. It involves a health app, nicotine replacement therapy, and coaching over the phone. The program involved 500 young adults, of which most vaped daily before going through the program. The U.S. Surgeon General declared e-cigarette use an epidemic in 2016, with vaping leading to nicotine addiction. New Jersey police warn you to remain vigilant of not just those drones in the sky, but also porch pirates.
The Paramus police have arrested 38-year-old Caledman Sauer and charged him under New Jersey's porch pirate theft statute. He's accused of stealing packages throughout North Jersey, including at a Paramus home last Thursday. Police say Mansour was caught on video taking a package from their front porch. Officials say residents should have packages sent to secure locations or ask trusted neighbors to get them quickly. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
With a few weeks left, New Jersey in 2024 has already recorded a drastic increase in the number of pedestrian deaths compared to 2023. The fatality count is more than 200 so far this year.
We need to remind folks again, especially now with earlier darkness, you know, if you're going to be out on the road, walking, whether it's a pet or just for exercise, be seen. Wear bright colors.
Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic adds, cross at crosswalks, not in between vehicles. And if you see a vehicle coming, don't try and beat it. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will this rain go away? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Look for the rain to end from west to east. We could still have some lingering areas of localized flooding and some ponding and roadways for a time early on. It'll be windy and turning much colder overnight. Some clearing, lows from the upper 20s in the northwest hills to the mid-30s along the coast. Windy and much colder tomorrow. Some sunshine overhead. Highs from the mid-30s in the northwest to the lower 40s in the south. And then for Friday, mostly sunny and cold, but not nearly as harsh. I'm Kerry Schwindenhammer.
42 degrees in Summit, 45 degrees in Asbury Park, 41 degrees Woodbury. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.